now, mommy, with the chorus.
Yes, mom.
Smack me.
The silent protest of why. Yep. It is music you can move to. And it is not copyrighted. It's Joachim Karud. It's called Road Trip. Google it if you want to use that for your Table Talk with your family podcast. But this is Table Talk with Rookie's family. And you have found us once again to be entertained and informed about current events, entertainment. We're not very political.
Why do you always say that? You're so hung up on that.
I like to tease Gabe.
Yeah.
Because Gabe...
Politics are a stupid thing on this podcast.
So you know that it's going to get political here at some point.
It shouldn't.
We have an election coming up.
Nope.
And you also have a political family.
Nope. Not very good one.
Well, and you're in high school, so everything is politics.
I'd say we're pretty good.
We can all get naked and talk about politics.
McLaren.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
McLaren will just read the headlines of something and then repeat it to me, and I've seen it like 6 days earlier.
Exactly, because you like politics.
Yeah, but like...
Probably like politics more than anyone else in the family.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Who's got the Kathleen Turner voice today?
Someone is a little sick.
I think it's pretty sexy.
Sophia.
What is your problem today?
All she's missing is that... That long cigarette with the long filter. Hello. How are
you? I blow key though. This is so dumb. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I've always wanted to try one of those super long things
filter?
That you put the cigarette in, like the old time the fancy ladies
it's
had.
Like the 20s.
I've always wanted to try
old
that.
Old time the fancy ladies.
Old time fancy ladies had them.
Isn't that funny though that meant you were rich or famous or sophisticated. Yes.
Mom's like, I can't say anything because that's what my mom used.
She probably did at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, weren't those flavored too? Couldn't you get like chocolate flavored or something?
I thought
Grandma had
No, wasn't it just like a holder that you
that
put the cigarette in the
It's
end.
A long filter.
Maybe I'm thinking of the fake ones that are actually chocolate that
Maybe
look
that.
Like a cigarette.
Yes. The little candy cigs.
The candy cigs.
Yeah. That are banned in some locations because they promote smoking
and
for
then
children.
There's always the bubblegum flavored one that... actually had stuff that came out of your mouth.
Ew, but those are so gross. The bubblegum cigars.
Does anyone remember when we went to South Dakota and we went to one of the penny candy stores and there was candy cigarettes and Sophia got into that like you could not believe.
Oh, yes. She was so happy.
Okay,
and
her defense, the white box that's got the long like white things, those are actually pretty good candy.
I think you would just eat them, Gabe.
I would eat them. I don't care about the like
That's
smoking
like
part. They taste good.
I know you can get them at Good Things, the store in Maple Grove, White Bear Lake, now on Grand Avenue. They sell them, but they're hard to come by.
I'm sure the
Same
world's
with the,
Minnesota's largest candy store.
Is that the yellow
them.
Thing?
Yeah.
The yellow thing has them.
But the good ones had the red. The red tip.
It
as
was
if
so
it was
ding
lit.
Ding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And those bubblegum cigars were funny.
Ew, they're
pink
so gross, though.
The whole thing is just such a bizarre concept that people would give those to their kids. Like,
and why
here's
would
some
kids?
Candy.
Why do kids think
Pretend
that that's
to
cool?
Smoke? It's just terrible.
It's so bad.
Not only that, but remember the in the 70s and 80s, you're in the big league when you make the perfect slide.
Oh, chew.
You need the big league chew. So they had that
shredded
bubblegum promoting. And you'd put a whole grip in your mouth and you could hardly swallow or do anything, but you were chewing.
That bubble gum tasted so good.
It was. But
it was good.
It didn't last long, though.
The only time I had that was in Texas, and it was at a candy store that after we went to that chicken place.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the line was extremely long.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Sophia didn't get to go to Texas.
Nope. Yeah, that was cool.
What town was that? Baroque? I don't remember. Started with a B, didn't
it? No, Roanoke.
Roanoke, that's right, Roanoke. Started with an R, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Gabe, that was Gabe's fedora and tank top face.
Yes.
No, it was not. No, okay, here we go. It was 140 degrees on a track. You're not going to wear a sweatshirt. And you had to have a hat that had a brim on it at all times or your team would lose points.
He is correct. He is correct. We just
like
to
give him
a hard time.
And you also had to have closed-toed shoes, which you guys know for me is really torture. And one day I'm sitting in the bleachers down on the track, and I look down, and I have my flip-flops on.
Yikes.
Oh my God, I wore my flip-flops. I quickly get off the bleachers and get back to the car as quick as I can so no one could see that I forgot to switch schools.
I thought they were deducted points.
No, they weren't.
No, they won by
a lot. We won the competition.
That was the experimental vehicle team from St. Thomas Academy, Matthew's senior year.
Yeah.
Right? Senior year
at
Texas
Motor Speedway.
It was
actually the summer after he graduated, but because it was a summer thing, so the senior boys went back and still participated.
Which is still one of the coolest things because it's high schools and colleges, universities all competing for the most efficient, not necessarily solar, but the most efficient.
Well, that one was a solar challenge.
Was it? Okay.
It depends on whatever the challenge is. The last year, the team did a Mars rover challenge, and I think they're doing the same type of thing this coming year.
Well, they have that in the learning lab or whatever that's called.
Well, in whatever they were making, I saw, because I follow their Twitter page, it was like cut really weird. It didn't look like it was a car, because I was like, by the way, the thing they were cutting.
They're going to do carbon fiber again, I believe, so it should be kind of cool. Anyway.
Yeah, we're getting off base.
Yeah, very off topic.
Really off topic.
Gabe, start us off.
Oh, yeah. All right. A couple weeks ago, I had an article on, I think it was dragonflies.
Yep.
A swarm of dragonflies that showed up on the Weather Channel.
Yes.
Now I have in San Antonio, Texas, a swarm of crickets.
Speaking of Texas.
Ew. That is, didn't they come in the Bible?
That's a locust.
Isn't that the same thing or very similar?
Well, I think locusts are larger crickets, aren't they?
Ew.
No, locusts are like cicadas.
Oh.
Okay, well, anyways. They had the perfect three conditions that grew the crickets, and they had a dry summer, a lack of coldness, and a wet fall or whatever, and it made the crickets just flourish, and they were everywhere.
Jeez.
And even in the video I watched.
There's a T at the end of it.
Okay.
In the video that you watched?
In the video I watched, they had an exterminator on, and the exterminator said that they're backed up because they have to clean their office too because there's so many crickets.
They're getting inside?
Yeah.
Oh my, it'd be the death of me.
What is the movie that we just watched?
The Seventh Sign.
Sign. This could be it.
On a video, another one is a kid from the University of Texas or something, took a handful of crickets.
Why?
And said that it's the third day of the plague, we're out of food, and ate the handful of crickets that he pulled from the wall.
Ew.
That is gross.
I am so repulsed.
I've eaten a cricket before.
A dead one?
Yeah, and it was sunflower flavored. I got it at Patina. That was someone's birthday treat one time. They brought crickets.
At Nativity?
Yeah, but I wanted to try it because that's something cool to be like, oh, I've eaten a cricket.
Did you chirp after that or no?
No.
Well, you can buy like chocolate covered crickets and stuff.
I gave them to one of my nephews once. He was really into bugs and wanted to be an entomologist at one point. And anyway, I gave him those for a birthday as part of a birthday gift.
I think they're a delicacy in some places.
And you know, little boys think that's so cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, I am eating a cricket. I am eating whatever else.
Crunch, crunch. Okay, I found this out because I did see a story on it earlier this week. One thing to get rid of chickens or to get rid of crickets.
Chickens.
They've got an elementary school in Fair Oaks Ranch, Texas, has come up with a way to get rid of these swarming crickets, and they have chickens just running around randomly, and they're pecking away and eating all the crickets.
It's a good idea. I'd rather have a chicken by me than a cricket.
Yeah, but
they're just swarming them. I saw the video of it. It's
yeah, but then you have to deal with all the chicken poop.
Well, at least
I don't
so
care
much.
About that.
Now you can kind of wash down the crickets. I don't like crickets because they're. They get away from you. You know what I mean? You can't kill them.
Don't they? Is it a grasshopper or a cricket that when they land on you, they kind of stick?
That's a grasshopper. Grasshoppers have like things that grab onto you.
I don't like that.
No. Grasshopper and a cricket are different.
So the the exterminator just said they were swamped, and they if you call us, you have to wait.
Well, they would do calls, but they at the same time they had to clean their own thing because they were also infested with crickets.
I would have moved until it was over.
Yeah, I would not want to mess around with that at all.
Yeah, there's video. You can see video of chickens just munching the crickets.
Ew.
Chickens are kind of weird, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't taste want good. Them either. They do taste good.
I watched
very
the Ghost
yummy.
Adventures the other last night, is actually, of a slaughterhouse. And they killed chickens. And now it's a haunted house. It's called the Slaughterhouse. And it's one of the scariest haunted houses in the U.S. And it also is indeed haunted.
And they dress up as big, huge, oversized chickens and chase
Who
you.
Who haunts it? The chickens?
No. So, like, it used to be a mob family or something that owned it. So they would, like, kill people in the slaughterhouse.
Ah, yes, of course.
And also, a guy fell down the elevator shaft and got, like, decapitated or something.
Oh, lovely.
I didn't finish the entire thing. I fell asleep.
At least. At least he fell asleep.
Okay, so we're doing the show here, and I'm supposed to give Dad a signal if I need to have my microphone turned off.
Got it. Okay.
I'm giving Dad the signal, He's looking at me like, what do you want
Why
me
are you
to
waving
do?
At me? Hi, honey.
I have right. to cough. Can you turn my microphone off?
Got it. We can do that.
It's because he's holding the dog.
And oh. we can all still hear it. That did, worry.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, the dog.
No, that was a duck, not a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty
okay.
good.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. We should mention one thing. Matthew is not here today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We kind of forgot.
We jumped right into it and into the deep end.
Where is he?
He is in Newport, Rhode Island. Kenny, which is Haley's younger brother, is running a marathon out there this morning. So good luck to Kenny. Is it his second or his third?
I know for sure it's his second.
Yeah, it is for sure his second. It could be his third. But yeah, I think it's his second.
Well.
So he is out today cheering on Kenny.
I have to run a marathon for Ranger Team.
What?
I have to run a marathon.
Like 26.2 miles?
Not a I don't know if it's a full marathon.
It's got
a half
like a 5K
marathon?
Or
it's a
something.
Marathon in Michigan.
What?
Yeah.
Good luck.
In the middle of winter.
I'm going to pay money to go watch that.
You can't.
What?
It's military.
We will find a way. We will get chest cams or something.
And posters for
Game. And we have to carry a 200-pound sled.
Maybe this isn't for you.
Hey, good luck with that. Good luck with that, by the way. Have fun.
Yeah.
This is all news to me.
Oh, my word.
It might be just like a 5K, but the entire thing is like running.
So a 5K is 3.2 miles, I think.
Yeah, but then there's other things like first aid, where you have to like navigate courses, land navigation, things like that. They'll drop you in the middle of the forest. You have to make your way out. Fastest team.
I'm going to just say good luck.
That sounds fun.
We'll be in Minnesota, warm inside.
Mom, you would die.
Well, I'm not doing it.
I would die
fun
watching
for someone
it.
Else.
Well, we get a $600 jacket to go along with it. So,
and
I
that's
not be
why
cold.
Gabe is really doing the marathon is for his jacket.
Yep.
Well, we Gabe likes jackets jacket. Just as much as I do. Do you know that?
I don't spend $1,000 on my jackets.
So we should say Kenny is running the Rhode Island Marathon.
Yes.
Running the Rhode Island Marathon. And that's where Matthew is applying support, giving him support. And so that's why. So sorry, Matthew. I know when you listen back to this podcast, you didn't even listen, didn't even mention me at all.
We got carried away.
It's probably pretty evident that he's not here, like controlling and containing all of us.
Well, McLaren hasn't gotten in a fight yet with anybody. So,
well, there's still time.
Okay.
And the demon speaks again.
Go ahead.
Thank
you. Next.
So I'm going to talk about Hocus Pocus because it's a family favorite and it's October. First, an update that just came out on October 2nd in regards to Hocus Pocus 2, which there was talk about last year. It is happening. Right now, they're thinking it will be released if you have Disney Plus. It will be coming out in 2020.
Well, we can get it illegally.
Funny.
Do you know if it is the same cast?
They have not confirmed any cast. People said it's unlikely that it's going to be the same cast.
But they killed the Sanderson sisters.
That's true. So they could have no witches.
The Sanderson sisters were killed and came back to life when the virgin lit the candle. So
no, they weren't killed.
They turned into dust at the end.
Yeah, you guys.
So there'll be a special.
I just watched this movie the other day. No, they lit the candle, or they put the candle there, so when a virgin lit the candle, they would come back.
Because Winnie put a spell. She didn't put another spell that before they died, because she never got her book back.
Yes. So she never got the book. So she never, and they died, because they died when sunrise came, and sunrise came without the book.
Okay. Well, I have a few.
Hollywood will probably find a way to figure it out.
I have a few, like, facts that I thought were kind of interesting about Hocus Pocus. So, originally, Hocus Pocus was supposed to be about the Sanderson sisters as, like, the main cast. And then Disney's like, whoa, this needs to get a lot more family-friendly and kid-friendly. So they completely changed the entire movie. And there were a bunch of different scenes that were filmed for the original movie that never made it in because Disney's like, this is getting a little too scary and not really headed in the direction. They did not say any about where they could find them, Sophia. Oh. Sophia's eyes like lit up and she's like this is the best day ever. Bette Midler, apparently, does she like to curse a lot?
Yes. She's very vile, okay. But she's funny. I love Bette Midler.
So instead of her cursing, she came up with like some of the gross, weird things she says.
Yep, she says
like
all
thundering
the time.
Oafs and maggoty malfolences. If you hear her, no, it's not that. If you hear her say gross stuff, it's an improvise for her trying not to swear.
Interesting.
Because it was supposed to be kid friendly.
At that point, just swear.
Oh, so let's throw in the virgin because that's so kid friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. He's a virgin.
Our girl Mary Sanderson. She is the witch that is a little bit chunky. Yes. Was supposed to be played by Rosie O'Donnell.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine if she was playing that witch?
Yeah, she would have been good at it.
She would have been okay. Rosie gets, she could, at that point.
I didn't know she was an actress.
At that point in her life or her career, she probably would have been pretty, because she can get silly.
Mm. And I think people know this one, but the zombie, your guy Billy, mm-hmm. when the moths come out of his mouth, they are really in his mouth and they flew out.
Yeah, no, we do know that.
Never doing that.
Isn't that so disgusting? Gross.
You could not pay me enough to do that.
He also, all his lines were improvised. Mm-hmm. He didn't have actual lines. It's just whatever he said at that time was what he said.
Oh, wow.
The guy Satan, Dad, who is that?
That is Gary Marshall.
Oh, isn't he the director?
He's the director.
Yes.
Oh, his wife is his sister in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh. Penny. Yeah. Weird.
She recently died.
Oh, if sad. He was the director, I'm sure that she just wanted like an in
to be
with the
in.
Movie.
Yeah.
Well, she
was very successful already.
Yeah.
If you ever remember, you never saw Happy Days with Fonzie.
No.
Fonzie
no.
Laverne was always, she was a date for Fonzie. And Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff of Happy Days, and it was Penny Marshall and I can't remember Shirley's name, but it was a very hot ABC like primetime sitcom. So Penny Marshall was already she was very famous, and Gary Marshall was her brother, and he was a big time director producer.
Hmm. Our boy Thackeray Binks had two different actors. So the guy that plays him in the beginning, Sean Murray, when his real body is there, that's Sean Murray. But when he turns into the cat, there's another guy that voices the cat, Jason Mardson.
It's called a voice actor and a real actor.
I know, but I didn't know that. I thought it was the same person the whole time.
It sounds like him from the beginning.
Yeah. Also, just a couple more. There are multiple cats that are played by Binks. There were five of them, and each cat had like some kind of specialty that they did. So it was rotated between five black cats.
Wow, what a production. You would think they would just, just get the cat on the set and we're good.
Last thing, it was the original Hocus Pocus came out during the summer, not in Halloween.
Really?
I remember this.
It like wasn't really intended to be a Halloween movie, but it just was made to be Halloween.
Isn't that funny? Because now that's such a staple.
Yeah. Like, oh, Hocus Pocus is on. We have to watch it.
Right, yeah.
During Halloween. I mean, Sophia watches it whenever, but...
Yeah, I live for this movie, so...
Yeah, it was not a made-to-be Halloween movie.
So if you haven't seen these intricate parts of the movie being made, watch the movie Hocus Pocus, and then come back and listen to this podcast, and you'll be well-informed. Well-informed.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a very cute show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Hocus Pocus 2. Look at that.
And who's the other one? The Sex and the City lady?
Sarah Jessica.
Sarah Jessica Parker. She's pretty good in it, too.
I love her.
This is a joke because they're trying to make that look like Bette Midler.
Yeah.
And they did not say, they said the chances of the real cast coming back to do it is very slim.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll wait.
I bet your girl Bette would come back.
She would.
You'd think Disney would have enough money to throw at her to say, come back, we want you back. And
yeah, but who knows if they'd want to. I mean, it's so successful.
Let's hear about lymphoid drainage.
That is not how you say it, Gabe.
It's
called,
I don't know what it is.
Lymphatic drainage.
Gross.
Okay, so
okay, well,
I
your lymphoid is what's getting drained. Whatever.
Yes.
Keep going.
Have been into researching about lymphatic drainage, and I've been doing it. Lymphatic drainage facial massage on my face every day, like night and morning. And my family has been giving me a ton of crap for it. So I thought I would just educate them on what lymphatic drainage actually is.
Are we to compliment you and say, like, hey, nice drainage today?
What's I look like I'm very
Your
sculpted?
Your face was looking
like,
very red this morning.
Facelift.
Like
I didn't
even
blood do it this
circulating.
Morning. I didn't do it this morning.
Well, I think it's having an effect.
Okay, well, we'll get into it. So, there's your blood vessels, which are responsible for circulation and transferring blood throughout your body, obviously. And then you have your lymphatic system, which instead of transferring blood, it's how you get rid of your waste and toxins.
Okay.
So the reason why I've been doing this is because lymphatic drainage stimulates your circulation to move your toxins and waste out of your body.
So you just poop all the time.
No, it's not about poop, actually. It's about pee. That's where you're toxic.
Mm. So you just pee out everything?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah. Oh.
But this is... that's you're talking more about lymphatic drainage for the body, which is a... thing as well, but I've only been doing it on my face.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about now.
Just listen now.
Yeah, so I'm already getting so much
it's
crap
okay.
for
no,
this.
We're not.
It's like
no, I want to hear about it.
No one said anything.
I want to hear about it because I don't know what you're talking about.
So how do you do it?
Well, there's a ton of ways on how you do it. I don't want to go through how I do it because it's like more visual, people will understand how to do it.
Okay.
But essentially, you get your face oiled or moisturized, and then you do stuff with your hands. You like start on top of your collarbones, and then you work your way up to your face. And what you're doing is you're activating your lymph nodes and circulation to move those toxins out of your body.
Mm-hmm. Will it work for rosacea?
Probably.
Okay.
My question is, why do you move it? To me, like, I feel like you would move top to bottom. Why do you do bottom to top?
Start with right on top of your collarbones because this starts to activate your lymph nodes. And then, so you start warming. It's basically a warm up. So you warm it up, and then that will make it an escape. It's like your escape.
I got it. You're like triggering.
So when you're bringing your stuff.
So then it can move down.
So you're like opening up a passageway.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get
through. Okay, but here's what I'm trying to get through.
Yes.
First of all, I'm not quite sure I know what it does. Second of all, how does stuff from your face go down to your bladder?
It's a detox.
I don't know what that is.
You need to forget the bladder thing. I haven't mentioned anything about that.
Where does pee store? The bladder.
You can look up things about toxins and everything.
I can't just pee out stuff for my face.
No, what she's saying is the toxins that are stuck up here
I'm saying, just, how does it get to the bladder?
Please let me finish. You. The toxins that are stuck up here, by doing that, kind of stimulate and kind of hit the refresh button to say, let's flush this stuff out. And then once it leaves here, then it probably goes to the bladder, through the kidney, through whatever, and
is
transferred
out.
Yes,
it's not like instant effect.
Does it get into the bladder?
It's not like flushing a toilet. It's not
just
automatic like that.
What lymphatic drainage does is it gives it an extra push to your circulation to go, okay, let's get this waste and toxins out of my face and bring it down.
I'm trying that. I'm trying that for
my face. It actually really helps with sculpting your face. I realize after I do it, I have a lot more like definition in my cheekbone area.
I'm not worried about that.
It really slims your face down. And actually,
will it slim my face?
Yes.
Can I do it all over my body? Will it slim my body?
Well, that's the thing is models have started to adapt into doing it over their stomach areas. And you guys, the before and after effects are insane.
Sophia, I would really like to stand by you with this. However, this is some weird holistic kind of movement that
Fia.
I cannot get behind.
I hope that it like gets super big and people will be like, oh my gosh, she talked about that in this podcast, because I swear this thing is going to get huge. Everyone's going to start doing lymphatic drainage.
I'm not.
Literally bookmark me right now.
I will.
Because
I think it's a hoax.
How is it different than a massage?
Because it's the way of how lymphatic system is like located. Because you're not just like massaging your neck. You're doing it in a way where you're able to bring your toxins down through.
How long does this take a day?
I mean, as long as you want. Usually, when you do like reps from 20 to 50 presses. That's at least what I do.
Okay, but here's the thing. How does it get in your bladder? You still haven't answered that question.
No.
This is why
nothing just moves to your bladder. It has to go in through your mouth. You can't pee out something.
No, that's
Gabe,
not true.
That is not true.
Things in your body can absorb it, and then that's how it exits your body.
Yeah,
like your liver absorbs things that aren't in your digestive tract.
But again, how is it getting to the bladder?
The waste.
Nobody's answered that question.
The waste that it doesn't absorb. That's the stuff that goes down to your bladder. It's liquid. It goes through all these places. The whatever says, I need this, I need that. If it still is going down to that track and nobody grabs it, it's not needed. It goes out.
But the thing is, if we've lived without this for so long and you're just deciding to move everything out, it's
actually a lot of massage people have already been educated on this and have been doing it for a long time. It's just now these like social media models and everyone are starting to get on to that path.
We need
to call
him
a
Seuss.
Mom hasn't done it.
You guys should actually listen to the Skinny Confidential podcast. She's a huge lymphatic drainage person, and this is where I first learned about it. And yeah, it does wonder. She had jaw surgery and started doing this because she was so swelled up, and her swelling went way down.
She thick?
No. Skinny Confidential.
When people look at me, they know I'm not listening to the Skinny podcast.
Yeah. Well, and also, quick another tip is by using a jade roller, if you guys look that up, this is a super nice aid in
roller.
Doing your lymphatic drainage, or a gua sha.
Gua sha.
Yes.
What's a gua sha?
It's a little stone almost.
Oh, I saw you.
These are ancient remedies, everyone. So,
or it is made in China in a factory.
It comes from the highlands.
Yes, but these are ancient remedies, and everyone should give it a try.
It is a synthetic stone made from a factory.
A new sculpted face. It's basically an at-home facelift. So, if you want an at-home facelift, start with lymphatic drainage.
Can someone else do it for you?
I mean, yes, that's when you would go get a facial. Some facialists actually do this, too.
We might need to call in an expert on this and ask her opinion.
Yeah.
That's
maybe next week we can see if
she probably knows about it.
We have an esthetician in the family that could step in and see who does facials. If we could see if she knows anything about this and would be willing to come on and talk about.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Got a pretty good dermatologist.
Can we get all this done before Wednesday, before I host Twin Cities Live and you can transform this?
Yep, okay. Dad. We're doing that. That's our mission tonight. Right. You're going to have your at-home facelift.
All right.
All right. So Sophia has just volunteered to do facials for the entire family.
Gosh. Yeah.
Teach us your ways.
I have football practice on Wednesday. That's off topic, but I'm saying that.
You're having a good season this year, aren't you?
Yeah, but our last game is Tuesday, and we still have practice on Wednesday.
Good.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I know.
You better win. Yeah.
All right, let's move on from hocus pocus and lymphatic drainage and turn our attention to something very, very cool. Red meat.
Did you just mute your own
red
microphone?
Yes,
he
I did.
A burp.
I'm a professional. I'm a professional. Nobody heard it. That's why you didn't need to reference it.
I heard it.
There are many studies out there that say red meat is bad for you. Well, this past week, a study came out and said red meat may not be as bad as we have thought for so many years.
Hallelujah.
I don't believe it.
I love red meat.
Why don't you believe that?
Because I think it is bad for you.
I think it leads to cancer.
Oh, my God.
It fills up your lymphatic system with a bunch of garbage.
So we should drain it.
The steak that sits in your face, just you have to push it out.
Right.
Through the bladder.
Like that
no.
Here's my dinner from last night down the drain.
It has to make its way down the bladder.
You guys are the worst.
We are. I agree.
Yes.
It's just because you're not like
Someone
us.
Someone adopt me.
I would say that processed foods, yes, are bad. Salami, anything that's not natural. From the cow is not good for you.
Okay, wait a minute.
I love salami.
But if you're taking
what's in salami that wouldn't be natural?
Pepperoni.
Well, they add more fat to it, so it's more fatty. But if you get a lean piece of steak, and there's some fat in there, some marbling, that's as natural as can be.
Dad, you love fatty meat.
I do. What I'm saying though is. Red meat, having a steak or having some beef ribs or some short ribs are not, that's as natural as can be. Yes, you're going to doctor it up with spices and other things that are going to make it taste better. It might not be good for you.
You feed the dog like salami things.
So,
is that just me?
What?
Don't you feed the dog like salami things?
No.
They're like burger patties for dogs.
Our new dog?
No, the old
you
one.
You haven't seen what we feed our new
it's
dog.
It's a little salami thing.
No.
I swear to goodness.
It's like a little burger
raw
for dogs.
Raw bistro.
Yeah, like a little salami.
No.
It's not.
It looks like a salami.
It looks, it's hamburger. Literally like a little burger patty for dogs. I just fed him this morning.
I did too.
I think part of why red meat could be bad is because of what these animals are consuming.
Oh shit!
That is bad. If that makes sense.
My clan. Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm gonna have to hit the dump button.
Sophia, this whole holistic kind of thing, like grass-fed animals.
Well, because some of these animals are kept in really gross, nasty conditions, and essentially what they are eating, and if they're eating their own feces because they're right by it.
No,
it that is what good. You are ingesting when you eat.
Gabe, are you hearing this?
Yeah, I'm still saying it. If it tastes good, it doesn't matter. I'm going to die anyways.
The burger you ate last night,
I eat meat. I was just saying how I think that could be a bad factor.
I actually go to school with a cattle farmer.
That's really cool, Gabe.
Yeah, I know.
All right, some of the study here, some of the papers analyzed past studies on red and processed meat, and I do think processed meat still is not the best thing for you, and generally corroborated the links to cancers, heart disease, and other bad health outcomes. But they said the chance of any benefit from eating less of them appeared small or negligible. So if you ate less meat, you're still prone to a stroke, you're still prone to heart disease, which heart disease might be hereditary, and you could have heart disease and be a marathon runner and be 180 pounds and still get heart disease. But I saw it as a small ray of hope that we're given the green light that red meat is not as bad for you as people think. I've so we should celebrate with more red meat today.
We've had burgers the past like two nights.
No.
Yes, we have.
I made burgers the other night, but then we
chose to eat a burger last night.
Grab
and
go.
You didn't have to eat a burger.
Shout out to 5'8".
Now I'm gonna be vegan this week.
Ooh.
No, you're not. You say that every
tomorrow
week.
Tomorrow when we have like steak or something. Oh, steak.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm eating really healthy this week, and then we have like pasta with chicken.
It's all about the balance.
Oh my god!
Everyone asks me why I'm skinny but still have some curves. It's all about the balance. Everyone get on my train.
What family will you be living with that's vegan this week? Because they ain't going to be here.
Again, someone adopt me, please.
I could easily do a vegan week.
If you did a vegan week, I would literally move out.
Mom could do a vegan week.
I don't like meat as much as the rest of you people do.
Yesterday, I had McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Chipotle.
Oh, heaven help you.
What?
When did you have McDonald's?
When did you have Chipotle? We bite squatted it.
I had McLaren's Chipotle.
Yeah, he had the rest of my Chipotle.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was going to do a different article, but since it's kind of turned into healthy and helping yourself, I just changed.
Okay.
Crickets are actually a very supplement here. Source of protein.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, go for
and
it.
Watching Hocus Pocus, if you're not eating anything, you're not gaining weight.
True.
I have daily habits that will change your life.
Oh, I love stuff like this.
Yeah.
Every day you should have 1 hour of exercise.
I did that.
Okay.
I'm good at that.
I dance in my room.
I have football for 2 hours.
Every day you should drink 2 liters of water.
Really bad at that. Yes.
I drink a lot of water.
I have 4 or 5
this
milks
is literally
at once.
Sophia's a glorification for me.
Don't
she
talk
is
over.
Not working out every single day for an hour.
I dance in my room and I walk to class.
I have this next one.
You
down.
Waltz or what do you do? Foxtrot?
I do everything. Oh,
okay.
Every day you should have 3 cups of tea.
No.
I haven't had tea in a while.
Nope.
Really? I do tea.
I don't like tea.
Tea can eat me.
I love tea.
Every meal you should have 4 colors on your plate.
Hmm. I got different shades of white.
Light red, dark red.
Potatoes, bread.
Every day. 5 minutes of meditation.
No.
If well, I can I'm ever doing, meditate, I do
I
like
actually
that.
Do my meditation when I'm doing my lymphatic drainage.
See, you guys, it is so therapeutic.
Yeah,
I know you're
I
joking,
know.
But you once you start, you will literally not want to stop. It is so therapeutic.
What do you do when you meditate for real? Is that just you're stopping and you're thinking? What are you thinking about when you're meditating? What are you doing?
It's like you're supposed to say one thing you're grateful for or a couple things you're grateful well, for, what you're looking forward to in your day.
Right. No. It can be whatever you want it to
yeah.
be. A lot of people focus on their breathing when they meditate.
Connecting with your body.
Try and clear your mind of everything and just focus on breathing.
This sounds like some euphorian BS.
Some people have a mantra that they repeat over and over and over while they
Mom
meditate.
Mom is a it's best meditator.
Really
seek
good for
mental
you
health.
Guys.
Is it like this? Oh, I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks.
Dad.
What is that from? Again?
Help my lymphoids.
The Wizard
Help
of Oz.
My lymphoids.
Oh, thanks.
He was meditating.
Lymph notes.
Listen
to 6 songs that motivate you.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's obvious.
But I'm out here getting loose. God,
oh, Lord.
Yeah.
We did this last night. 7 minutes of laughter.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Wow.
And if you're looking for some laughter, go on YouTube.
Look at Sophia.
And look up. Like ride pranks, which is what we were doing last night. There is a slingshot where the slingshot, like at the state fair, and the operator drops a bolt right before he hits the liftoff button. It's like 7 seconds, but you will cry. It is so funny.
Or the one where he told the couple that their seatbelts were loose, and he says, "Hey, we can't run this one. We got loose seatbelts," and then hits the eject button, and they are crying. There's some expletives in there. It's,
yes. Or
so
roller coasters. A guy takes the bolts or has a bolt in his hand and tells the random person he's sitting next to that this just came out of their chair. Also, and the last one is slingshots. Kids on slingshots pass out.
A lot of kids pass out.
I would
pass
out.
It is
funny.
I would pass out.
But they don't get hurt, but it's hilarious.
I cannot do rides for my life.
But to be doing that, to pass out, and then to come to, and you're above the tree line, and you're in the sky going, what the hell?
Yeah, one boy. And they'd pass out and come to, and pass out and come to. It was so weird.
And then one would be like, well, I just passed out.
Yeah.
That's not the voice you hear. Anyway,
we did have 7 minutes of laughter last night watching those things. Everyone get 8 hours of sleep.
I got 12.
I've been a sleep junkie recently.
Oh my God. Really read helps with your sleep. 9 pages of a book.
Oh, I wish I had time to read.
I wish I was a reader.
9 pages
of a
Bible.
I love reading, but I choose Netflix.
And here's the last thing, is list 10 reasons to be thankful. Like a gratitude journal type thing.
My limp toes, my limp toes, my limp toes.
I have five right here.
That limp toes.
Oh, my dog Finley.
Kind of weird.
What?
Does anyone else have anything they would suggest as a good habit?
Sophia
does.
Oh.
A lymphatic drainage massage.
Lymphatic drainage
massage. That would probably change your life. It's changing Sophia's.
Yep. Stretching every morning.
What, McLaren?
Swearing. It just gets your anger out.
Jeez.
So it's like, oh, and it just helps you.
But the thing is that you have to know when to turn your swearing off. Like, you don't know when to turn it off. Like,
you know,
if I'm around mom and dad, I won't use the same mouth I'll use with my friends.
You should never be using a bad mouth. That in my field, my voice would clean up because
I'm not around swearing,
but I'm around swearing all the time. So it festers my bad habit instead of helping my bad habit.
Now, you have one kid swear at you, and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
That's because you guys watch scary movies, and they always swear in scary movies. You shouldn't be watching scary movies
when
you swear.
Dad, you swear.
I do not swear.
Yeah, you do.
Mom swears. Mom's the worst swear in the family.
Foul mouth mom.
Very funny.
Mom does swears.
I don't really swear.
Shoop.
Gabe swears. Shrimpy potatoes. Oh, shrimpy potatoes.
The only people I swear by ever are McLaren and Gabe.
Yeah,
and that's only because I'm trying to like fit in with them when I'm hanging out with them. Because like they just like don't have...
How did this turn into that?
I would like to add.
Because that was my good habit.
Did anyone have a good habit that can change a life?
Me and McLaren will just be talking normally. And Sophia's over there in the corner naming off every single swear word that she can possibly
think of. Yeah, she does it all the time.
I do not do that.
We'll go downstairs and she'll be like,
they are lying.
She'll lay on the bed.
Sophia?
She'll lay on the bed and just start swearing.
I'm about to literally lose it.
Do you know what, Gabriel?
McLaren's laughing because she knows it's not true.
What?
I know that Sophia would not do that.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
You're trying to set me
up. She's so sweet.
No.
I don't do that.
McLaren.
I do not do that.
McLaren can vouch for me.
She does it. Sophia is sweet and pure. Sweet and pure.
I am going to set up video cameras.
I will set up a video camera.
You will show them.
Today, because we'll probably watch a movie.
You know what it is? It's when the lymphatic drainage is happening. It's hurting her, so she's swearing.
It is not a painful process, everyone.
I actually do have a good habit. To like jam out to your music in the car. Like, but you sing along with it.
Oh my
there
God.
Is nothing that helps me more than a little Lizzo
that's
and I
music.
Am here. Yeah.
Or in your room, you guys. Literally. Get a giant mirror in your room and stare at yourself and dance.
Oh my God.
This, you will literally, this is life changing. You will be yourself's best friend. And that is one of my best qualities. I am myself's best friend.
I can go out on a limb here and say, your mother and I are not going to get a mirror and dance in front of the mirror. I know I'm not going to make it.
I do that all the time and I'm home alone.
I have the funnest time in my room. Like, it's life-changing.
I got another good habit. Oh, go ahead, Gabe.
Praying every day.
Oh, that's a very good suggestion,
wow.
Gabe.
What a good Catholic boy.
Nope, that's very true.
I wish I was doing that.
You know what? I forget what the quote was, but it said, don't pray to God to get something, but pray to God to thank him and worship him.
Hand in hand with your with gratitude journal. We used to keep a gratitude journal. Dad and I did.
Cute.
Like early on in our marriage, we had a gratitude journal where we would each write every day.
That's pretty romantic.
We should do that again.
He did one page, I did the next page. Hmm. But it goes hand in hand with praying, I think, and just being thankful of everything that you have.
I feel like intentions for gratitude journals are always there, but the actual execution, like, you really have to be disciplined to set a time, like, every night before I go to bed.
Go to bed, yeah.
And, like, force yourself to do it, because otherwise, like, I've had journals in the past and I fill out, I'm really good for a week and then I'm like, I'm done with this.
It's part of forming a habit though.
I know, it's like what, 60 days before the habit will actually be formed.
It's 30. I think that's too long.
It's 30 days.
I just read it.
It's 30.
But with gratitude journals, the caveat is you think you have to fill out that whole page.
Yeah.
And you might have a day where you want to write two sentences. And that's sometimes where I would get, I'm like, oh, I can get this far through half the page, and then you feel guilty that you don't fill out the rest of the page, and you shouldn't. It should just be, what am I feeling right now? What am I thankful for?
Or it can be a short list of three things, maybe. You don't have to do 10.
I'm not doing
and
this.
Plus, though, I feel like you want them to have meaning, because I feel like if you're trying to do a list that fills out the whole page, like, sure, there's things you're grateful with or grateful for, but, like, then I think you lose a lot of the meaning because you're just listing things at that point.
Do you know that? Remember we did this as a family? No. And we had the big glass jar.
I think I started that
so,
a long time ago.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Oh, I loved
like
that.
One of the podcasts, we should bring the glass jar in.
It's in
the because they're from years ago.
Yes, I know where they are. And read what we wrote.
Yeah, I think that would be super. Let's do that next week.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun to have when Matthew was here.
Yeah, we should. Maybe he'll come home.
Maybe don't live in Boston.
Let's bring him home for a day or two. You can come home for a Saturday. And
he'll be home for Thanksgiving. Oh, it's a perfect tie into Thanksgiving.
It is.
Yeah, so we'll do that.
When is
on a
Thanksgiving
show?
The 28th.
You guys, it's always on the 28th.
No, it's not. You should not say
Wait,
that.
What?
It's the last Thursday.
I am not okay.
She just drained out her thoughts on Thanksgiving.
It is on the 28th this year, but it is not always on the 28th.
Okay, right. Well, they should change it to always the 28th because that's when everyone thinks
it
is.
It could be a Saturday.
It's the last Thursday of the month.
What?
That's right, crazy. It's the last Thursday of a month.
Wow.
So Fia's out here getting loose. Oh. Gotta blame it on the juice.
I'm blaming it on the juice.
Anyway, that was it for my...
There are no juices left because you drained all of them.
You could also, to add to that, make your bed.
First accomplishment of the day.
Yeah.
First I need to get better at that so bad.
Me too.
I couldn't stand not getting into a made bed at night.
I completely buy into that. Even though you make it up and then you have to undo it, it is, it's like it's fresh.
I just have a lot to do to get it ready, though.
I've just got one blanket and a pillow.
He's a minimalist downstairs.
You know what's funny is when I moved out for my 3 months that I moved out, I made my bed every single day. But now when I'm at home, I'm like, yeah.
But beds are so easy to make. Pull the covers up, put the pillows on, and... You're done.
It really does change your day.
Okay, you guys have like 60 pillows and like 4 blankets.
Yeah, your guys' bed stresses me out.
I have 70 pillows and 10 blankets.
It takes 30 seconds to make our bed?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, because you get to do it with someone.
Sophia's got like 8 towels on her bed, too.
I have to literally walk from like all the way to the other side and then like fix it over there.
Like every other human that makes a bed, yeah.
Right.
I don't have to do that because I don't make my bed.
One quick thing, the dog. With our new dog, we got a little Pomeranian. We found out a lot from Katie K9.
Shout out to Katie K9.
About how you feed a dog. And if you have a new dog, I would highly suggest you should listen to Katie K9 anyway. She's on My Talk 107 on Sundays from 4 to 6. But check it out. Just Google Katie K9. But the way you treat a dog, and this, of course, you know, you shouldn't just go buy regular dog food, and I'm not this big new advocate, but I learned a lot from as a result of all of her research on what you should be feeding dogs, and what I found surprised me completely.
Well, and I had said after losing Piper, before we were going to ever get another dog, I said, my next dog, I am really going to pay attention to the dog's diet because I'm convinced that these dog foods that you buy at Target or wherever are not what we should be feeding our dogs.
It's a, just an easy.
I was going to say.
I think it played a part in all of our dogs' deaths.
But also why you buy that, it's out of convenience. Because you're at Target, there's dog food there. I mean, you go to Target for convenience because it has everything.
Yeah, right. But I just think that, you can feed your dog that. We fed three dogs that stuff.
Right.
But our dogs all died at the age of 13. And Piper certainly should have never died at that age.
No, he was not ready. He was like a puppy still.
Yeah, he should have lived much longer. But I just am convinced that the bad diet really contributed to that.
I would agree. So that being said, we did the first time I ever went to Chuck and Don's yesterday. And that was a really neat store to go buy dog food in. And we bought
the
some
doggy boutique
frozen raw.
Bistro.
Bistro. This is a really big time new way to feed this dog, and this dog loves it.
Looks like summer sausage.
We've got a foo-foo dog, so we have to feed him foo-foo things now. But we also did get lucky because Katie K9 has a Pomeranian. So she really gave us a lot of good detail about Pomeranians. Her Pomeranian, what did she say, is 3 pounds?
Yeah, 3 plus, and she rescued it.
Yeah,
about so 7 years ago.
We got pretty lucky that she has this type of dog because this dog is unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. He's teeny.
Yeah, so we have friends that have 2 Yorkies, and I've always thought, oh, they're so cute. They're so little. And I just recently have seen the Yorkies, and I went, they're huge. Uh-huh. That's how small this Pomeranian is. So everyone kind of has an idea of the size of a Yorkie. This Pomeranian is half the size of...
Maybe even less than
a
half.
A Yorkie.
Yeah.
And it's the fur that makes
very,
it big.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's all fur.
He is a lot of fur. And his little body, I mean, when you pick him up, you realize, because you can feel his actual body, how teeny he truly is.
It's like a wiffle ball. It's like picking up a wiffle
literally
ball.
Literally.
Well, they said, yes, his stomach is about the size of a walnut.
Oh.
So that's why you really have to be careful not to overfeed him.
Dad's been feeding him chicken. Like,
hey. No, that's what you're supposed to feed him. You're not really supposed to feed him dog food.
The other thing is, if you are going to feed them chicken or beef, the raw is better than cooked for them.
So Sophia's volunteering.
Concept we cannot comprehend. But something else we learned from Katie.
I guess that's more natural.
It's natural for
them. Natural, holistic, like uncooked because...
Well, because they won't even cook their food because they're a dog.
Right.
No, so. In the wild, they cook their food all the time.
Little doggy kitchen.
Oh, there's a campfire.
They build a fire, yeah.
Little doggy Mickey's Diner off of the main road.
Don't say Mickey's Diner.
Dude, we should get breakfast.
All right, let's wrap her up. Before we go, though, Columbus Day.
Oh,
yay
God.
Or nay?
Nay.
Yes.
Who cares?
Christopher Columbus
Who
did
cares?
Come here.
He was a bad guy.
We don't need to celebrate him, though.
But, well, that's the key these days is, do you remove it and remove all of the history?
You don't
Native
remove
pride,
it.
Baby.
It's part of our history, and by removing history, you're not learning from history. And then you can repeat history. So you don't remove it. You educate about it. But it doesn't need to be celebrated.
This is coming from a qualified White Earth band of Chippewa.
Ojibwe.
Come on, white man.
They're technically the same thing.
But it's the white man's word for.
Ew.
Yeah.
Chippewa. Migwich.
I feel attacked.
White man.
I think your life is not going to really change that much. All right, well, maybe we'll chat about that another time, but let's, should we wrap her up here?
I wish we could bring it out with Lizzo.
Yeah,
can
we can't
shush
do that.
McLaren?
We can't do that.
What
we missed you, Matthew.
What about McLaren sings it? No, that doesn't count.
We can
what?
Do that.
I can't even.
No, you can't do it.
Next week, I'm closing out singing with Lizzo,
not.
Everybody.
No, you're not.
We got a new man
a
on
line.
The Minnesota
we hear
Vikings.
We enough at home.
Sophia, you like it too.
Yeah.
All right,
oh,
table talk.
I thought it said no man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, my God.
Mom.
Are you kidding
me? Minnesota Vikings suck.
That's a joke, right?
Uh-huh. I think so. All right. We're going to allow you to rate us on Apple iTunes. drop us a line and tell us if you like to hear what you're hearing or if you'd like to hear something specific, a topic. We love the reviews. Good, bad, or indifferent. We want to hear what you say. And if you're a potential sponsor, like Chuck and Don's or something like that,
I bet we won't do anything with you.
You're in sales, buddy. So. You're in sales. Gabe will give you a call. Gabe's in charge of all sales.
Like he said, drop us a line.
Drop us a line like the Minnesota
Vikings. podcastfamily@gmail.com.
Wow. You got all that social media stuff? Mm-hmm. Facebook?
The Podcast Family.
Instagram.
The Podcast Family.
Whoa! Twitter.
At the Podcast Fam.
Snapbook.
Funny.
Catch you next time. Thank you from our family to yours. We appreciate you downloading this each and every time when you do. We'll talk to you next time. Table Talk with Rookie's Family.
Yeah. Adios.
Nope.
Who's got the last word today?
Close it. No. 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 No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Goodbye.
No, 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 no.